Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, if ever we were given a gift that fell in our lap to justify going through the FBI and just lopping the top half off of it, just get rid of all the leadership, gone. We have it right now. This is the time. This is the time to use this illegal spying by Jack Smith Lee as the predicate, ironically, which he did not have when he spied on those Republicans. Or, let's not forget this, the 92 groups and organizations that make up the entire right wing in this country. Yeah. So we're talking about the 8 or 12, I see those two numbers in the article, so it's 8 or 12 senators who were illegally spied on without predicate, without warrant, whose movements were tracked. That's weird. Illegally. Well, the Democrats assure us that they're the ones living in a dictatorship.
Yeah.
I think they say that a lot because everything they've done is coming to light.
Right.
This is the time. This is the time to use this as a predicate to go through the FBI. And honestly, what we don't know right now is even more terrifying because we learned last week that they're spying on these 92 groups, including Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA and 30 devices relating to the leadership of those groups. We don't know whose devices those were yet. So it's not just the senators. This looks a lot like, hey, we got to do show trials for Donald Trump, put him in prison, try to anyway for the rest of his life with almost no pushback. Let's just go ahead and put the whole Republican Party leadership in prison. Because that's what they were doing. I think they would have really done it. You would have seen similar show trials had Kamala Harris or Joe Biden won office. I'm convinced of it. And here's how I know.
Or AutoPen.
AutoPen, yeah. Here's
sorry, I can never resist
whoever
that.
Was yeah. running. Here's how I know. If you look at the crew, and I've pointed this out for years, Lee, if you look at the crew, that brilliant skeleton crew that put Trump in office, Steve Bannon, Peter Navarro, Paul Manafort, every single one of them, without exception, is a felon, except one. And that's Kelly Conway. And I'm convinced she's not, that they did not touch her because her children's father, her now ex-husband, was a prominent anti-Trumper. I think that's why they didn't send her to prison on trumped up charges. But all of them, Paul Manafort, Steve Bannon, Peter Navarro, the real Michael Flynn, the real architects of that victory, all felons, 100%. No way those odds work. And they went, okay, well, now we're getting Trump. No pushback, so we can go for the Republican leadership. That's what they're going to do. That's where they were. This is what we're catching them doing. And so they said, well, just we'll surveil them and find some junk, which is illegal.
Only to find something or make something up.
Yeah. Yep, you're absolutely right. Find something or make something up. And whatever we do, we're going to get it. Now, here's what else is interesting. If you look at the 8 that were at that press conference yesterday, two things that are noteworthy. Number one, if we did this to the Democrats, can you imagine if Trump did this to the Democrats?
Oh, boy, it would be Watergate hearings all over again.
And deservedly so. That's the thing. First of all of the Democrat leadership would be there. They'd be standing in this massive block, right? Yeah, right? And it would be governors. It would be Chuck Schumer. It would be Hakeem Jeffries. Where was the Republican leadership yesterday? Where was John Thune? Anybody know? Maybe seen Cornyn? Any know where he was yesterday? It wasn't at the press conference. Now, to his credit, John Thune did put out a strongly worded tweet later. This was noted by Democrats. Republican leadership AWOL yesterday. In other words, those are just some conservatives. Have at them. We don't care. Where was Mitch McConnell? He presided over that era. If this was the Democrats, they'd all been hands on deck. As they should. So that was just on to the Democrats. Well, whatever. No consequences. Let's see what Thune does. It's going to be nothing. Just like Mitch McConnell. Nothing. Nothing. And the reign of terror will not end. But I got to tell you what's really scary about yesterday, Lee. And it wasn't even the illegal spying. It wasn't even that. It was how they got the information. You know, Senator Charles Grassley was one of those spied on, right? Mm-hmm. How did he get it? He get it from Dan Bongino over at the FBI? No. Did he get it from Kash Patel over at the FBI? No. Wait, didn't the FBI run Arctic Frost? Yeah. He got it from Whistleblower. Kash Patel couldn't get it, and Dan Bongino couldn't either. Well, they don't control the FBI.
That's exactly what you've been saying for quite some time, and that's what we've been afraid of, that there is not effective control of the agency, and apparently that's true.
And Ron Johnson said as much. Again, by the way, he said an almost identical thing last week, Senator Ron Johnson.
I want to thank Senator Grassley. It is because of his relentless advocacy for whistleblowers that a lot of this information is surfacing right now. We wouldn't know about the list of 100 Republican entities that were targeted by Jack Smith's Arctic Frost investigation. I don't think we know about this as well. So we need whistleblowers. I think Dan Bongino and other folks in the FBI, they don't know where all the records are hidden. They still don't. They're not necessarily getting 100% cooperation. But this is outrageous what has happened. I just want to...
Okay, I'm sorry. Arctic Frost was not a small, obscure operation. It was the focus. Remember, 13% of the FBI, personnel-wise, was put on January 6th. Arctic Frost was a big part of that. We need whistleblowers? No. No, we don't need whistleblowers. That's how we're going to operate. We're going to find out what the FBI does. They can't order these papers to be brought to them, these cases. Then you know what you do? Because this is what I do. If I was FBI director, we're going to start with you. You worked on January 6th. Bring me the papers now. No? Okay, you're fired. Next, line them up in the hall. Mm-hmm. And just use this as your predicate and go right down into middle management and rip them out by the weeds. Either you tell me where in this building it is, or you go home today, you pack your bags, what you doing? We'll just go right through. It's not happening. I mean, think about the pattern here, okay? Where do we find James Comey's laptop? Whistleblower, burn bags, downstairs. Whistleblower knew where it was. We have to use whistleblowers to get our hands on what they did. We're not in control. We are in big danger when we're not in control of the FBI, because somebody else is running it.
Well, speaking of Comey, when you've got his daughter working for the DOJ and his son-in-law also. Yeah. I mean, here's the director. You talk about nepotism. Here's the director of the FBI. Who's over the FBI? Department of Justice. Guess where his daughter works? Now, obviously not in a leadership position, but in an important position.
Well, she'd been fired.
And,
son-in-law,
and the son-in-law worked there too, or with another federal agency in that area.
Sheesh.
It's a mess.
Yeah.
Now, think about this for a minute. When you look at, and I knew exactly what was going on, I saw this yesterday. When you look at the eight senators that were at that press conference, very much looking alone because they didn't have, there was a lot of other, there weren't, the other senators didn't even show up either. Where's the leadership? It would have been a bank of them with the Democrats, right? If we had done this to them, again, rightfully so. And you know what the Democrat leadership would have been demanding, Lee? They would have been demanding impeachment.
Yeah, well, impeachment, resignations.
Of Trump.
You know,
and they would have been
criminal
justified.
Indictments. Yeah.
Yeah, criminal indictments justified. Impeachment justified. No impeachment demand yesterday. I mean, okay. All they learned yesterday was, okay, so we didn't get an angry press conference that lasts half an hour. All right, cool, we're doing this. Again, in fact, I guarantee they're still spying on them. I guarantee they're still spying on the 92. I mean, do you realize the 92 organizations, not radical right-wing groups, TPUSA, Charlie Kirk, but the RNC, that's the head of the Republican Party. Yeah. And I mean, the Republican Attorneys General Association, AGs like Alan Wilson, really? You're spying on Alan Wilson? What the heck? Not exactly a bomb thrower there. You know what I'm saying? He's just a standard Republican guy who's an AG. And you're spying on him? Yeah, the whole network. Where's GOP leadership? We are defunding the FBI unless all of these investigations documents are on Kash Patel's desk by the end of the week. So decide. If your agency, if your section of the FBI handled it, you got two choices. On my desk by the end of the week, or out you go, pack your bags. I bet you we get a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody in those agencies, you know what else you tell them? If you're an underling and you know about this, and you come to me and your bosses don't, guess what you're getting?
Promotion.
Promotion.
Exactly.
So if you know where these documents are, then once you make your way down the hall and put it on my desk, that's what the Democrats would do. I mean, this is just basic ABC 1-2-3.
Yeah.
Not happening. I want to know when the mass firings are happening. Look, Kash Patel is doing an amazing job ripping the cartels out of the blue sanctuary cities by the roots. Fantastic. He's doing an amazing job. And they caught over 1,000 illegal immigrant gang members with long rap sheets, ripped them out of Chicago. That's what they're so mad about. Great. But we need to get the gangsters out of the FBI. This is your chance. This is your predicate. Arctic Frost is all you need. The 92 groups and the 8 senators were done. That was illegal. Those are crimes. They need to be prosecuted. Fire them now. I'm not talking about 10. I'm not talking about 12. I'm talking about hundreds. We don't take this opportunity. We are going to regret it because nothing is going to change.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, this is the key thing to understand about Arctic Frost and Jack Smith, the liar, perjurer, and wannabe felon who persecuted Trump. I can't really call it a prosecution. Remember who Jack Smith is for a moment. Remember when Trump faced 5 court cases, 700 years in prison total? Looked like he was going to spend the rest of his life in prison. One of the strongest cases was the classified documents case, or it looked like it was. It was critical the order the documents were in the box that they shipped to Trump from the federal government that he didn't even want. Because some of them would have been when he was president, he had the right to declassify them. Some of them would have been after presidency, doesn't have the right to declassify them. FBI, Jack Smith swore, no, we haven't touched the order at all, not us. In writing, by the way. Turns out they lied. One of the other attorneys working on the case, who wasn't one of Trump's attorneys, caught them lying, and they were forced to admit to the court, okay, we did shuffle the order of the papers. You mean you tampered with the evidence? Yeah, that's a felony. And you lied to the court about it? Oh, score, another felony. That's why that hearing never happened. Rosemary Collier down in Florida. I made a huge deal about it. Our side didn't really latch onto it much. I think it was so busy during that time. You know, all the times they were trying to kill him and stuff, assassinate him. Anyway, so what happened was Collier immediately stopped the trial of Trump and essentially put the Department of Justice and Jack Smith on trial, trying to get to the bottom of those crimes. And at the end, she dismissed the case. A lot of people don't know that. They were desperate to get him. Now we find out that the felon, and he should be a felon, he should be charged with a felony just for that. Crazy how he gets away with it. He's spying on the 92 Republican entities that make up the whole basically GOP in America, okay, on the one hand. But he's also spying on these eight senators. Why these eight? If you follow politics, they're exactly who I would spy on if I knew I had committed massive absentee ballot fraud. And they would be the most likely to get the whistleblower reports, hold hearings, hold press conferences. Everyone from Ron Johnson to Marsha Blackburn to Chuck Grassley, that's exactly who does this. And if you know that the Democrat Party and Joe Biden and the Chinese Communist Party participated in massive absentee ballot fraud, that's exactly who you spy on. And that's why they were spying on them using the excuse of January 6th, even though it was illegal spying, doesn't matter what excuse you use. Let's go back and review, shall we? Kash Patel, through a whistleblower, is now the head of the FBI, finds out something amazing. But by the way, folks, our side really needs to dig into this. It's the most, one of the most important things out there, and we've hardly gotten any cover. We find out the FBI whistleblower comes to an FBI office and lets them know the Chinese have stolen the IDs of millions of people on TikTok. They're using those to manufacture fake absentee ballots to help Joe Biden win in 2020. That ones they're manufacturing are indistinguishable from the real thing. That was thing number one. Two interviews with the informant on that. It gets logged in the FBI system. The interviews have been done, right? Like everything gets logged. Then in a separate situation, Customs and Border Patrol in Chicago O'Hare catches a massive tranche of these ballots coming from China, 19,000 fake ballots that are indistinguishable from the real thing. Calls up the FBI. Now, this whole time, they're spying on Republicans, okay? And they're spying on them specifically about election fraud. Why? They're terrified these Republicans will investigate, find out what they and the Chinese Communist Party did. Now, what did Kash Patel let us know last few months? The FBI not only did not investigate the Chinese absentee ballot fraud, they shut the case down and scrubbed all reference to it from their servers in the system. That's weird. Now we find out they're spying on the only senators who'd ask questions about these things, who would have held hearings, and especially Grassley, who has just a procession of whistleblowers. They were scared to death. They were scared. These are the senators who would have got to the bottom of it if, you know, on the absentee ballot fraud. That's why they were watching them. Now, remember the rest of the history. CISA, the cybersecurity agency Trump founded, but was immediately weaponized against us. What did CISA do in June and July of 2020? They put out a bid, ultimately built an algorithm to detect the words on social media, absentee ballot fraud. Oddly specific. How did they know they'd need that algorithm in the summer of 2020? Weird, right? Then it gets to August and September of 2020, and I began blowing a whistle about this. Something's up. When we have both Facebook and Twitter announce any questioning of the election outcome, fraud, whatever, will be censored. We're not even let you talk about it in the messages that you send your family. Well, we haven't even had the election yet. How do you know that fraud will be a thing? I don't know, same way they knew they needed an algorithm to censor the words absentee ballot fraud, the very thing the Chinese were doing, you know, shipping the absentee ballots in. And remember, social media pressure to censor anything about election fraud. Facebook, Twitter announced they'll censor all of it months ahead of the election. Jack Smith's, this is why they were spying on the whole Republican ecosystem illegally. They were scared to death that we were going to investigate slash find the election fraud. Whistleblowers were going to emerge. We're going to figure out the Chinese connection, which we didn't even figure out the last few months. Kash Patel got it. I hope they're investigating that. That's why they were spying on the whole Republican ecosystem and specifically these eight senators, because these eight senators are exactly who would have the highest chance of getting the whistleblower. Number one, highest chance to send it would be Grassley. They spied on him. Number two, highest chance would be Ron Johnson to get that whistleblower. Those two work together all the time. Marsha Blackburn, same thing. She's got whistleblowers too. But they're also just not as much a part of the leadership. That's who would have investigated this. That's why they were spying. They were scared to death we'd figure out how they stole the election with the Chinese. And I think they were preparing for show trials should Kamala Harris or Joe Biden win. Just go ahead and put, you know, the main components of the Republican leadership in prison so nobody really challenges them again. And they were spying illegally. Folks, Jack Smith must be prosecuted for this. We must know who did it at the FBI and prosecute them. But the scariest thing of all about this, again, as I said in the last segment, we didn't get this from Kash Patel. We got it from a whistleblower who went to Grassley. Kash Patel didn't even know. Folks, this was the biggest investigation the FBI was running for the last 4 years. Fully 13% of the FBI was engaged in it. Kash Patel can't even get basic answers. We're not in charge, folks. And that is a dangerous situation. We do not control this deep state. They still do. And we are in mortal danger every day. That is the case. The firings must begin now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the old days, just a few years ago before X, America wouldn't even know this. And right now it is the number one story in the country. And I am so grateful for that. I'm so grateful to Elon Musk for that. Without him, it wouldn't be. If he didn't step forward, Zuckerberg wouldn't have the courage to kick the FBI out and just let things trend on Facebook. And that's why people actually know that federal agents just arrested a Chicago gang leader for ordering a $10,000 murder-for-hire plot on a Border Patrol officer. Now, one of the guys who is leading Operation Midway Blitz. Why do they want to kill him? Because it's working. Over 1,000 illegal immigrant criminals. I've read the records. I'm going to do it again for you, to you. Just, how shocking they are. These are people who are running around, picked up by ICE. Murder? Convictions, out on bond for murder, weapons trafficking, a lot of pedophilia and sex trafficking, a shocking amount these guys have. Methamphetamine charges, fentanyl charges, illegal weapons charges. They traffic kids, guns, drugs, and they just deal in, just disgusting human filth. More than 1,000 of them. That's why the Latin Kings guys, like, you know, I've got to kill them. We've got to start killing them. Read the 8-page indictment. About fell off my chair this morning when I read it because the media is kind of missing a major part of it. So this guy puts a hit out, $2,000 for information, about his whereabouts, they can kill him, $10,000 if you complete the hit. Okay, but that's not the whole story. See, because on Saturday, remember, some people doxed these agents. Because remember, Apple has now succumbed to Donald Trump pressuring them, hey, take the Ice Block app off, you know, out of the App Store. Same with Android, take it out, because they're using it to find these agents. They're going to get these agents killed. Well, they finally removed the apps. That's why he had to ask, $2,000 for information on their whereabouts. This is crazy, y'all. So what happens? The agent's cars get rammed. They get surrounded. They have to shoot their way out. One of the women, a woman by the name of Martinez, that's important, I'll tell you why in a minute, pulls a gun, they shoot her. What happens? They call the Chicago Police Department for backup. order is given by the patrol commander. Nobody is to respond. So they respond. So more ICE backup comes. That car, the second one, gets rammed and surrounded by thugs. What we did not know until this indictment of this Latin gangs thug, whose last name is also Martinez, he's an illegal immigrant, is that as the shooting was going down, he is ordering his henchmen, his fellow gang members, to take up arms and go and secure the area from ICE, take back the gang territory. He put it in writing. He'd ordered them to go in with guns as backup. Well, wait a minute. I'm sorry. It had just happened. It wasn't in the news yet. How would he know that these ICE agents were ambushed? So much so he's ordering them in with guns. How does he know that? Was this not a liberal protester hit, but a Latin Kings hit? The woman who pulled the gun, last name Martinez. His name, last name Martinez. Now I know it's a common Spanish name and Hispanic name. I get it. It's, you know, odds are there's no connection. The two people who did this, doxed them, surrounded them, led the charge, both Hispanic. Are they Latin Kings? Was this a Latin Kings hit? Now, here's your question. Did the Chicago PD know about it? Is that why they held back their officers? From this particular instance, is that why? See, because if it was me and I was with the DOJ, I was with the FBI and I was honest, I'm going right into court with a subpoena. I'm subpoenaing the phone for the patrol commander. I want to know everyone he talked to in that 24 hours. And I'm going straight up the train to Brandon Johnson. One of them is coordinating with this gang. Maybe directly, maybe indirectly. I'm going to get the whole phone tree. That's what I would do. So understand, this was about to get, we dodged a bullet, no pun intended. This was about to get so much worse. This guy had planned to send in cartel reinforcements. Now think about what this is. This illegal immigrant who they've just arrested with the hit, he's from Mexico. What have I been telling you about Mexico? In Mexico, the politicians and the police chiefs and the police officers are all either on their payroll or they're dead. And I've been very afraid this is what would happen with the Democrat Party in these cities. They would all go on the payroll. They would merge with these gangs and you begin to see Republicans shot dead when they run against them. And not just in Chicago. They would spill out like roaches. And that's why Trump's got to put this down no matter what it takes. It cannot take hold. So what you're seeing him do is operate in Chicago the way the Democrats are allowing him to, exactly as it is in Mexico. We just assassinate people who aren't on the payroll. If there's an ICE agent in our territory, we kill him. Now watch what just happened. Mayor Brandon Johnson, after all of that, comes out and declares ICE-free zones. Why? Well, so Latin Kings can operate. A place they could be safe from ICE agents. Knowing about that? No, there's no way he doesn't know what's in that indictment. There's no way he doesn't know. It's a number one news story in the country right now. Just fell to number three. It's bouncing around. Here's Stephen Miller roasting Brandon Johnson, the mayor of Chicago, for this.
I was asked the question of, well, do you have any example that this behavior hasn't been condemned by Democrat officials? Well, I can go one better. The mayor of Chicago not only has failed to condemn the violent obstructive acts against ICE and law enforcement, but in the aftermath of two coordinated attempted murders of ICE officers through vehicle ramming attacks, he issued a no-go zone for ICE officers. What do we think would happen if, say, under a Democrat administration, Republican officials declared no-go zones for the FBI? What do you think the reaction to that would be? How many people do you think would be arrested and placed into jail over that? And so it's just important to understand these are not isolated incidents. If you can't see, then you don't want to see. In other words, if you can't see that since we've taken office, there has been a organized, systematized campaign to delegitimize, dehumanize, threaten, impede, obstruct, and physically assault ICE officers in the conduct of their duties, then I can't persuade you of it because you're choosing not to see what's right in front of your face.
Meanwhile, Pritzker's out there lying and saying, oh, Trump's just going after the governor. Trump society is just going after brown people and black people. And he's picking up American citizens to see if they're legally in the country. No, he's not. He's going after the gang members here. These Latin kings want to kill because their entire network just got ripped out and they don't have a good way to replenish it because Trump's got the military across the border. That's what's happening here. Here's Stephen Brown on CNN about, I mean, sorry, Stephen Miller on CNN about that.
Is it the case that, as Pritzker frames it, you are profiling brown people, that this immigration crackdown is designed to go after people of color?
That is the, it's such a, oh, what a dumb question. The illegal aliens who are here are taking jobs away from blacks. They're taking jobs away from whites. They're taking jobs away from Latinos. They're taking their health benefits away. They're taking their school slots away. And of course, in many cases, they're committing heinous crimes. We cannot have a system of law in this country that privileges illegal aliens over American citizens. And that's what they're doing. You know it, and I know it.
So that's not exactly a no, Stephen. Can you just unequivocally state that the immigration policy...
I said it's a dumb question. Okay.
Well, I appreciate that.
No, and it's a dumb question.
So no, this policy is not designed to...
I thought when I said it was a dumb question, it meant no.
Well, I just want to be clear and precise. I appreciate you trying to qualify my questions, but nevertheless, I think it's a fair one that a lot of people have. So
full answer is no, that is a lie, and it's a dumb question.
Yeah, just going after brown people, so unfair. I mean, all they want to do is put $10,000 hits on ICE agents to try to kill them, and then when they fail to kill them by ramming them with their car, send in the rest of their crew with guns to get the job done. I mean, other than that, what are they so mad about? What are Republicans so mad about? This is literally the gaslighting we're getting right now. Got to put it down. I don't care if it takes the Insurrection Act. This can't stand. If ICE agents are to survive, and folks, Trump's going to have to go to the Insurrection Act. As we even have judges now trying to protect these cartel members, pretending they don't know about the assassination attempt of that ICE agent. It's really awful what this federal judge is doing. But, you know, we had the Democrats lie and say, no, we didn't hold back the police. No, we didn't do that. They need to investigate whether this was done in coordination with the cartel, or at least knowing the cartel hit was coming. I bet they did. That needs to be investigated by the DOJ. If there's coordination here between the Democrats, the police, and this gang leader who's just running around putting hits on ICE agents. But anyway, the best part this week so far to me is that the Democrats just denied, no, us, we would never withhold the police. That didn't happen. And then the audio leaks out. And then the instructions leak out from the call center. That the chief patrol dispatcher who's in charge over that particular shift has said, no, you can't respond. Polk County, Florida Sheriff Grady Judd saw that and went berserk yesterday, and rightfully so.
Hello, I'm Sheriff Grady Judd. I've spent my entire adult life in law enforcement. And I have never heard of one law enforcement agency not helping another when they call for help until this weekend. When a chief of patrol for the Chicago Police Department instructed the police officers not to run in and help their colleagues who were calling for help, who were under attack by a bunch of people clearly violating the law. That's scary. Let me give you the antithesis of that. We had a single man resist ICE agents and get away from them in our community. We sent a helicopter, a drone, canine, and 50 law enforcement officers to surround an area, and we found that guy who violently resisted ICE, and we locked him up in jail where he should have been. If you allow anarchists and criminals to run wild in your community, people will die. People will be shot. Now, let me say this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.